The brain. It's the most complex organ in the human skull. This marvelous mass of fat controls our hands, wrists, our fingers, our palms, and the rest of our bodies. Our thoughts, our memories, the brain creates them just as easily as it destroys them. We are under its control. We are powerless to stop it. How exciting! Join me in exploring the advances of brain. On today's episode, we explore memory and the brain. Think about a happy event that occurred to you a long time ago. Really think about what the place looked like, what the smells and feelings were, the colors, the people that were there. It's almost like it's all happening again, isn't it? Alas, it is not. Your brain is lying to you. What you just had was a particular kind of brain trickery called a memory. Your brain fills itself up with memories. Everything you see and hear at this very moment, your brain eats it all up, gobbles it up like a dinosaur from Jurassic Park, and keeps it inside of your mind. The more experiences you have, the more fuel, you could say, that your brain has to deceive you through these memories. The brain can take any moment from your life and make you think of it, though you might not want to. Here's a time you puked yourself, the brain tells you. Look at it and feel bad. Or here's a time you fell out of a tree. You tried to land on your hands. It didn't work and you puked yourself. Look at it and feel bad. Don't you just want to say, "Hey brain, I don't want to remember this stuff. Just let me look at this delicious pretzel that I'm going to lick all the salt off of. Stop interrupting me with memories." Well, my friend, sorry to say, but you are not the boss of what you think about. If I were the boss, you think I'd ever think about any one of the times I drove my car into a river? No way! Why would I do that when there's a salty pretzel in front of me? Humans actually don't need memories, and yet the brain worms them into our minds anyways. Here's how. When something happens within your field of vision, your eyes take in information that's in front of you. The eyes quickly size up what they are seeing. Now, this information is supposed to get sent to the rest of the body, so the body won't bump into things when moving through space, particularly avoiding things that might strike the face or the rest of the cranium. Unfortunately, this process rarely works properly in the human body. That's because the brain is in the perfect spot to intercept the information that the eyes take in and create a memory out of the visuals the eyes are producing. If only the brain weren't hijacking what our eyes are seeing, we'd be free from our memories. We'd just be wonderful human bodies doing whatever we want, like piling up pretzels to lick the salt off of, without our intrusive memories interfering. So, your brain keeps creating memories. Now you're wondering, is there any way to stop it? One way is to stop giving the brain information that it can make into memories. And you can do that by submitting to an invention I had a hand in creating here at the Synapse Clinic. It's called a THAAD container. It's named after my name, THAAD. A THAAD container is basically a Murphy bed with the shape of your body cut out, or like a big Bible, and you're the bottle of liquor hiding inside. When you're enclosed in a THAAD container, there's nothing to see, hear, or feel. There will be a smell, eventually, if you're in there long enough, and if you puke yourself, like I did. So it helps to just breathe through your mouth. And as long as you're in the THAAD container, it's impossible to make new memories. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it? It's damn near close, I'll tell you that much. But there's one problem science has run into with the THAAD container. It traps you with all the memories you have up until that point. And the brain won't let you forget it. The brain will furiously flash these memories through your mind in an effort to drive you out of the THAAD container. Here, THAAD, Here's a memory of that time you threw yourself out of a taxiing airplane. Now here's a memory of when you fell asleep on a roof and rolled headfirst into the chimney before dropping to the lawn headfirst. And here are the screaming faces of the passengers of that cruise you headlined as it sunk into the ocean and you rowed away to the safety of a nearby island. Ah, let me out of this thing, you'll scream in the THAAD container, as in the darkness one of your hands flicks the cigarette lighter you snuck in. As the THAAD container becomes engulfed in flames, your brain is recording the whole thing, ready to use it to terrorize you in the future as a new memory. Memories are to the brain like ghosts are to a haunted house. You just want to get rid of them. And you're tired of them making you see blood on the walls all the time. So can memories be erased? They can, but herein lies the same problem as before. Your brain will keep making new memories to fill in the spaces where the old memories were. No, the only way to disable our memory creation and storage at the same time would be to take out our brains. The problem with that, of course, is what do you put in the head to replace the brain? You can't leave the cranium empty, or else you would float off the ground into the sky. You'll be happy to know that science is hard at work to find out how to replace the human brain. Here at the Synapse Clinic, we are coming up with an incredible list of items that could be put in the human head for when the brain can be safely removed. Items like a snow globe, a shoe, a bag of sunflower seeds, a box of tissues, the contents of an ashtray, soap, and what may be the most perfect item researched so far, a gallon Ziploc bag full of ants. Like you, I'd take a head full of ants, ziplocked or loose, over a head full of memories any day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even Mondays. Till next time, I'm Thad Reynolds, and this has been Advances of Brain.